sitting on an airplane, the guy next to me said, look at those people down there. They look like ants. I said, they are ants. We haven't taken off yet.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
After returning from Rome to London, Will couldn't find his luggage in the baggage area, so he went to the lost luggage office, told the woman there that his bags hadn't shown up on the carousel. She smiled and told him that trained professionals were handling it. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Then she asked, has your plane arrived yet? Wow. As a frequent flyer, I am no stranger to mishaps. My luggage has been lost and broken and sent on the wrong flights. I took 3 bags to the check-in counter one day and I said, I'd like you to send this one to Los Angeles, this one to Hong Kong, this one to Durban. The lady said, we can't do that, sir. I said, why not? That's what you did the last time. Okay, I didn't say that, but I felt like it. Some have lost expensive items in disappearing luggage. Others have had things pilfered by airline employees. A cruise line dropped a passenger's luggage overboard, containing, among other things, their prescription medication. Yikes. One passenger's bag was returned soaked in jet fuel and emitting noxious fumes. United Airlines set a woman's luggage on fire. And in London Heathrow's Terminal 1, a waste pipe burst, swamping about 240 suitcases in guck. Yuck. The good news is that baggage fiascos are unusual, and due to improvements in technology and government legislation, things are improving. Ha! Not really. Okay, I'm told it's true. Here are some strange things found in lost and abandoned luggage. A violin made in 1770, a 40.95 carat emerald, a Barbie doll with $500 stashed inside her head, a $250,000 naval guidance system, a 5.8 carat diamond, $1 million, a suit of armor, 50 vacuum-packed frogs, a live Canadian goose, probably from our golf course, a rattlesnake, and no less than 300 startled tortoises stashed in 2 suitcases. Wow. Baggage. Do you have some? We seem to have more baggage than ever before. Our houses and garages are filled with it. Storage units are full of it. Stashing our stuff is now a $25 billion business. But some of us carry emotional baggage, too. Like weary travelers, we haul it around. Disappointments, failures, regrets, worries, cares. We live life pressed down by the weight of our past, unable to cherish the present for fear of the future. As a child, I loved sitting on my mama's knee as she read Little Pilgrim's Progress. It's a children's version of Paul Bunyan's classic. I listened intently as our hero embarked on a dangerous quest with a heavy burden on his back, a burden he carried until he came to a hill. At the top was a cross. The story reads, "And the moment little Christian began to climb the path that led to it, he felt the bands that fastened his burden breaking. Then it fell from his shoulders and rolled to the bottom of the hill. Little Christian was free." When Jesus died on that cross, he took our sins, failures, and every wrong committed and put an end to it. He broke the power of a wounded past so that we can travel light today, and he will gladly take our baggage if we choose to leave it at the foot of the cross. Give it to him today, would you? Listen to Jesus' words in Matthew 28, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." There's no better way to live a joy-filled life than to lose that baggage. Which reminds me of a friend who loves puns. He told me, "I tried to sue an airport for losing my luggage, but I lost my case."
Phil, I wanted to let you know that your obedience has been used to touch our lives, so please continue to do the great work that you were doing on Laugh Again. That's just one of the many stories we received from people whose lives have been impacted by this ministry. It's amazing to hear what God is doing, and we'd love to hear from you too. Email your story to info@laughagain.ca or leave us a comment on our Facebook page. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.